Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Hey everybody, it's me, your other boy, the international superstar, and welcome to the Morning Zoo here on the Gas Digital Network. We are lucky ducks, because across the table from me, we got two great guests, one friend of the show, one new friend from the Burbs Bros. It's our good buddy, Sean Donnelly. How you doing, man?
How are you? How's it going, man?
I'm doing pretty goddamn okay, and next to him, joining the show from the first time, is our new friend, Zach Liss. How you doing, dude?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for gracing us with our presence. Let's get plugs out of the way, let the people know who you are and where they can find you.
It's at Zach Liss _ on Instagram, so follow me there. That's pretty important. I guess plugs, I'll be in August 7th, 8th. I'll be in Omaha opening for Jeremiah Watkins. And
excellent.
Come to New York Comedy Club freshly delivered. That's it. Yeah. Thank you.
Fantastic. Mr. Donnelly?
I am at Shawnee Time. That's S-E-A-N-Y-T-I-M-E on Instagram. And I will be this August 4th to the 9th. I will be in Las Vegas at the Laugh Factory at the Horseshoe Casino. It's been around for a while. So come see me there if you're in the area. That'd be awesome.
Very, very nice. Find me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. PunchUp.live / Zach Amico for all my dates. I'm taking a little break, but my special's coming out next month.
Yay!
So you can catch that on Gas Digital, then on YouTube. And I will be hosting the main stage at the Gathering of the Juggalos. So end of next month, I will be in Missouri trying to figure out how to get there because the airport's 3 hours away. So we will figure that. I'll have an update, but I will be there the whole weekend, and I'll be hosting the main stage, I believe, Thursday, because I'm bringing up Vanilla Ice.
That's amazing. That's
so pretty goddamn sick. If you're watching the show and you love it, go to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You save a little bit of money off your subscription. You get your episodes, you get the archives, as well as thousands of episodes of your past shows, the live chat, and you get our Friday bonus episode. And if you're missing out on the bonus episodes, guys, I did three different karaoke songs on Friday, all show tunes to delight of no one. So if you really want to watch me stretch and do some singing and jiving, that Friday bonus episode, that'll get you. All right, so we got a few silly things to look at today, but I wanted to use one of my favorite things to start off the show. We are the zoo, and we love animal videos.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite things is animal revenge. I love seeing an animal that's having a bad time go, I'm done.
Yes, absolutely.
And
when people try to like prank the animals, you mean? Like,
or they're just not nice people.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's less than good service being provided. I may be biased because one of my earliest memories is going to a petting zoo and petting a horse for the first time. Very little. And my grandmother from across the petting zoo screaming, watch out, it's gonna kick. And running through the petting zoo, scaring everyone through piles of ducks and chickens while her three-year-old grandson politely pet a horse for the first time.
And no danger of getting kicked.
I mean, I wasn't even near the back half of it.
I have a I'm from the Amish country in Pennsylvania. So, like, one time I tried to pet an Amish guy's horse. I was in the gas station coming out, and he looked at me like I was a psycho. I thought it was like a nice, cute thing to do. And he looked at me like I belonged in a different realm.
My family will cross the street if someone has a pit bull or a Rottweiler.
Yeah. Who, yeah. Who doesn't pet a horse if you can?
Yeah, they're fun.
Well, the cop horses in the city, I always like, can I pet your horse? I don't care what it's like. Yeah. Come off like.
I'll just those are number no one, cops. Can I pet your dog guy in the elevator?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's they're always pumped.
Yeah.
No one's ever mad because I'm nice to them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not a piece of shit.
Also, and I have been corrected on this recently on Instagram, a lot of my building is Middle Eastern. Mm-hmm. They're not all crazy about pets, especially dogs. I was told some in some places dogs are not haram. Now, I did get a message from a very nice person that said that there are parts of the culture that love dogs.
Okay.
That's a very biased, that's like more like a very like ghetto representation.
Well, I feel like also if you go to certain these countries, I understand that these dogs just run in packs.
Well, that's what they also described to me is like when we see the way they treat dogs over there, those are wild dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are not people's pets. It's kind of like a different, it's the way we would treat like a coyote.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, by the way, shout out the new Mummy movie.
Why, it looks crazy?
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Oh, you saw it already?
Dude, I did a nice little marathon. Ready or Not 2. The Mummy, and Mortal Kombat 2.
Oh, nice.
Blast in the head. I mean, yeah. What a fucking banger after banger after banger. Everyone I was with left Mortal Kombat 2 to go to bed, and they were like, this isn't good. And I went, you are all stupid. Don't you
witnessing
know
history here?
Don't you know Baraka's not here yet? I was 7 years old watching Mortal Kombat 2.
Oh, dude! Oh, yeah! You jump right back into
dude. Again. You're back in. God. Everybody was great.
That was a huge part of my life.
Tons of F bombs.
I haven't seen any of them.
The games were like a huge. He's talking about the games when I was like fifteen, 16, Mortal Kombat, and then Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah.
It was every day, all day during the summer.
So the movie, I noticed a lot in the second one that just came out. They will frame a fight scene, like you'll be watching a fight scene, and then it will reframe, and it will look for a second like the game, like
that's
proportions
cool.
of the game.
That's awesome.
And then it'll go back into close-ups and shit.
Yeah.
But it will be like the level from the game.
They'll do like the landscape thing.
Yeah, but then it'll be the spike pit or the acid thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it'll be them equidistant from each other about to fight again, and then it'll smash back into fight footage.
Do they bring a lot of the original people? Like, do they have like Reptile? Do they have
Reptile is in the first one.
Okay.
So what was funny is they added a character for the new ones who's not in the games. And I don't know if he was supposed to be Italian or whatever, but he was not a popular choice.
He wasn't like a Johnny Cage ripoff?
No, he's like kind of like I guess they couldn't have Liu Kang just win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they had a new guy, and they real quick take care of him in this. And they take care of it, like, the one thing I like about it is the fatalities are like, oh, they're not in the movie anymore.
Yeah, there's like just the game.
You don't like die in the fight, and then you're like, "Woo, that was tough."
Yeah.
They're done being in the movie.
Which is kind of that's what it probably should be. It's not like nobody's resetting and playing with another quarter again. They're just full on. They're like, "Oh, that guy's dead."
And they bring Johnny Cage in, and he's like a washed up actor.
Yeah,
he doesn't believe in himself. He doesn't like. He doesn't want to be there. Like, it's great. It's fucking really good.
They used to have. Do you know about the games at all?
This was like, this was
more
how
of a
old
COD
are you?
Guy.
What?
How old are you?
I'm 48.
Okay, I'm 38. But like, dude, Mortal Kombat was like the thing. You went to the video game store, to like line up because they would have a demo.
That's like the difference. I played. This is how old I am. I'd play on the arcade machine that would be at like the comic book store by your house.
Yeah.
And kids, we would just. It was the thing you'd put up quarter. I mean, you were next to play. And one thing we found out. I don't know if you know about this. You'll get a kick out of this. If you played on the arcade version, we just kept continuing games. All these kids were playing at this place called Rare Coins on Long Island. And if you get to 100 plays, it turns into Pong. Mortal Kombat 2 would turn into Pong.
Oh, that's very funny.
Yeah, and then you would just play Pong until you lost, and then it would go back to Mortal Kombat.
I just watched, I can't remember if I said it here on the show, it was the story of a I want to say MIT professor, and he invented, it was a vector machine. So imagine like a round thing, and it had two paddles, and he invented Pong on it.
No way.
As a thing to do while they were waiting for experiment that took a long time. And they said there would be an like hours-long lines of people waiting to play.
No way.
And he just went, isn't that a funny thing I invented? And put it away and never copyrighted it.
Yeah.
Or he invented video games and went, oh, that's a silly thing I put away and never saw a dime.
Oh, my God.
Invented the concept of a video game.
It's like Xerox with Windows. They're like, oh,
they said, what's the guy that invented, was it Donkey Kong or Pac-Man? At I want to say it was Pac-Man, because they used to finance films, Namco.
Yeah.
And they, my boss at Troma went and met the guy that invented Pac-Man. He was in a cubicle.
Really?
Because he invented it working for them.
Wow.
So he was like a regular, like not even an executive.
Yeah.
He was just like a come in every morning, eat an egg salad sandwich, and fucking watch the clock go guy.
And he just happened, and while he was working there, he invented it. So they're like, oh, that's just ours.
Yeah.
Like, we just get, like that should have been a thing.
And they're like, we need another one. And put a bow on it.
It's crazy to be that smart and use it
make
for
it a lady.
Inventing
I think what
games.
Happened was people hacked the first Pac-Man and made everything harder. And they just bought the hack and put the bow on it and called it Miss Pac-Man.
Is that what it was? Wow.
Oh, back in the day, they used to reskin. Mario 2 was a completely different game. But they needed another one right away.
Mm-hmm.
So they just that's why Mario 2 doesn't play like all the other ones.
Yeah.
Remember, you gotta like pull radishes out of the ground and shit?
Yeah, yeah, it's different.
That's because they Shy Guys were a villain from another game.
Really?
And they just reskinned everything because they needed a Mario out by Christmas.
And they put the Mario property on it. They're like, this is just Mario now.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
While they were working on 3.
No way. I remember 3 was huge.
And other fun fact, Sonic 3, original soundtrack by Michael Jackson.
Really?
Damn.
No way.
And he did not like the Sega Genesis sound engine, so they kept fighting about it. And then his allegations began to arise, and they went their separate ways. But the original Sonic 3 soundtrack has chord progressions and melodies from different songs that would later be Michael Jackson songs.
Oh, that's so
because they used all his producers.
Scott,
so I believe it's
wrong.
What's the Moscow? There's a Michael Jackson something in Moscow.
I don't know.
And it is just a level in Sonic.
Really?
Sonic 3. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. And then, the shit started happening. So they were like, "All right, we're good."
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was more he separated first because he did not like the sound card. But he thought it sounded shitty.
It was a. Which it's like, but didn't he know what the 8-bit, whatever it is?
He also tried to buy Spider-Man to be, he thought he should be Spider-Man in the movies, and he tried to buy it from Sony.
That's awesome.
But that was before it was like what it was, right? That's when it was like, wasn't there a whole thing with the rights for, that's why they had to make certain, to keep the rights of these movies, they had to make them, and they just made a shitty one just to place hold the rights?
So I know we haven't even done the video we were going to do, but we've got a conversation to have. I apologize. So, yes, different film companies had bought the rights to different franchises instead of somebody owning whatever, you know, a Marvel Cinematic Universe. So Canon owned Fantastic Four.
Canon the copier?
Canon Films.
Oh, Canon, okay.
They made, like, super low, like, Van Damme movies.
Okay.
So they made, they had in their contract, they had to make a movie every so many years. So they made a Fantastic Four movie that never came out.
Just to keep the...
Shannon, can you search Roger Corman Fantastic Four?
It was Roger Corman that did it?
And they were going to do a equally low-budget Spider-Man.
And they never did?
And lost the rights as they were going into production, as they were also making a Masters of the Universe movie. They reappropriated all the sets and costumes and turned it into Van Damme's Cyborg.
Really?
Directed by Albert Pyun, who was supposed to do those movies.
Okay.
Who's one of the worst directors of all time.
Do you ever, I don't know we're going off on a tangent, but do you ever hear the Dick Tracy thing with Warren Beatty?
No, please.
There's some thing with rights. That's why you won't find Dick Tracy streaming anywhere or anything. And it's because he has like really majority ownership of it, Warren Beatty. and there's some kind of weird clause in his contract or within the rights that as long as he does this thing like once every 2 years, he has to show up to an event dressed like Dick Tracy. And if he does that, he keeps the rights to Dick Tracy. Because I guess it's like, hey, something media has to be, or something performative has to be done based off this for you to not have to hand over.
Some of the greatest contracts of all time are based on petty bets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucas and Spielberg bet on which would make more money, Empire or Indiana Jones. And Spielberg, they bet 1 point on the back end of the franchises.
Damn.
And Spielberg won.
Holy
and
cow.
He got a point on all Star Wars.
Oh my God. Jesus.
As a goof.
So that guy was a billionaire in like 94.
As a goof bet. Well, cause what? So
I'm pretty sure the director thought it was going to fail like immediately. So he like, but he took more stakes.
Well, what happened was Spielberg wanted to make a James Bond movie.
Really?
But the James Bond people thought he would make it too family friendly and not like sexy and violent. So they said no.
Wow. So what year was that, you know?
Well, I'll tell you exactly the year because George Lucas said, I got a better fuck James Bond. Have you heard of these stories about this archaeologist? I'll let you use Han Solo.
Oh, no way.
Damn.
And that's how they got together to do Indiana Jones, was because they said no to him doing James Bond.
Wow. So it worked out pretty damn well.
Shannon, did you find Fantastic Four, Roger Corman?
I believe so. I think this is the trailer for it. It was 1994, right? That seemed right?
Sounds about right.
From the pages of the world's greatest comic book adventure, four heroes on a daring mission in space. Something went wrong. Genetically transformed, they become the most powerful superheroes of all time.
This never came out. You could get bootlegs of it, but they made it and never put it out just to keep the rights.
I wonder how long it was. It's probably like 90 minutes exactly.
I'm sure it's the exact shortest it could be.
Yeah.
Does there have to even be a story? Like, could they just show these guys for like 90 minutes?
I gotta be honest. Did you see that? The Doctor Doom doesn't look that bad considering it's 94 and it's all low budget. Like,
Wilhelm scream.
Arch nemesis. Doom. It's Clobbera time.
All right, thank you, Chad. That's crazy. It's just an unreleased movie.
It just exists because
you can get it like the same way you can get like the Star Wars Christmas special.
Yeah, yeah. Where it's like it's just around in the ether now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, now I'm sure you just download it. But back in the day, we used to go to cons and get like clamshell VHSs of it.
Yeah. Well, there's another one, another petty, not a petty bet, but another bet one. Apparently, Steven Seagal's career is based off an agent meeting him. He was like somebody's trainer or something like that. It was like two agents was like, I can make that guy a star. And then the guy just did it. And then you get Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
And then Judo G. LaBelle made him poop his pants. That's supposedly a real story. He was talking about how great of a martial artist he was. Supposedly, the fight in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is vaguely aware of it. And it's Seagal was talking shit, and Judo Jean LaBelle, who's like a really famous
martial artist,
MMA guy, like he invented a lot of submissions and chokes. And Seagal's doing things like, "Yeah, you can't touch me. You can't even come near me. Like I'll kill you with two fingers." And he's like, "No, I do this Brazilian jiu-jitsu stuff." And he's like, yeah, it doesn't work. And then supposedly he woke up with shit in his pants in front of he took him in. He's like, "Hey, we're gonna fight." Yeah. Like with "Hey, tap."
Yeah,
and he Seagal would tap, and he just woke up with a full thumb.
Oh my God. He's a fucking.
I do a movie show as well, and our favorite thing is watching the progression of Seagal. Where he's first a hand-to-hand combat guy. Then as he gets fatter, he becomes a gun guy. Then he becomes a ballistics expert. And then towards the fattest of his career, he becomes a bomb squad guy who never gets up.
He's just at a computer all day.
Yeah, he never gets... There's a movie
at drone footage
called
Fat
Ticker with him, Dennis Hopper, Mace, one of TLC. It's like a shitload of people are in it.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, none of the famous people are in the same room. Everyone's just shot in front of black backdrops. It's supposed to be like an Irish terrorist movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Dennis Hopper just forgets his accent multiple times. Anyway.
It's like, give me the check rocks. And let me get the hell out
Ready
of
Ready or Not Too, great. The Mummy, way more violent than I thought it was going to be.
Really?
Evil Dead level violent.
Really?
And creepy as fuck. Couldn't recommend both more.
And is there big who's in it? It's a big name, right? It's
The Mummy?
Mummy, yeah. It's
it's the director is Lee Cronin. I don't know. Okay. I think he did one of the other Evil Deads.
Ready? I saw the first Ready or Not. It's awesome.
The second one, okay. This it doesn't sound like it should go right into a second one.
Yeah.
It literally starts at her lighting the cigarette at the end of the first one.
That's pretty great. That's the way you get away with that, where it's like you just go jump right into it like that.
Dude, it's the end of the first one. She lights the cigarette, and a cop car pulls up, and the new movie starts. And it 100% works. Elijah Wood is in it, fucking kills it.
Yeah, the first one's great. I want to check that out.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
You're not like, oh, they had a tack on shit. You're like, oh, this is a natural progression to this story.
Which is it's great when it makes sense and it's not just like thrown together. And like the first one's so self-aware that I'm sure the second one's the same.
Yeah, it kicked ass.
And when that came out, there was that other one that came out that had the girl from Deadpool in it that was like kind of the same deal.
You're Next?
Yes. Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah, of course. I see all the
Was it good?
Yeah. Your Next was good. Knives Out, I thought was great.
Knives Out
was
great.
Knives Out was good.
Yeah, they're all super fun. The
sequel was horrible.
The Onion thing?
Yeah.
So you know what's crazy? If you take the the Blu-ray of Knives Out, it's got all knives in a circle on it. If you turn it around, it actually circles the killer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, cool. If you take the sleeve and turn it backwards on the case, it shows who the killer of the movie is.
And also just the end of that movie, it all relied on someone not burning that piece of paper.
Yes.
And then he let it out there, and then someone just burnt it, and they were like, all right, we don't even know where to go now. That was a big twist.
So that I think that's the whodunit murder mystery is so underutilized. I've heard them say that even though they're not going to make another Jackass, they might do genre movies with the cast, and the idea of them being in a murder mystery.
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
That sounds fucking great. I would say like in it's a mad world or like a rat race.
Yeah.
Kind of like heist movie.
Yeah.
And then
or like a Cannonball Run with the Jackass guys. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And then because it reminds me, I don't know, this is I was raised on old comedies.
Same here. And you could have all of them in it. Like, Knoxville's kind of retired from the other shit, but you could have him like on like a, you know, not Big Brother, what are they called? The Amazing Race type deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Across the country where they're just like goofing off and stuff like that.
Yeah. Are you familiar with Murder by Death?
Yeah, it's what Clue's based on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Murder by Death back in the day.
Murder by Death was my parents' favorite, one of their favorite movies. And my mom can't remember how movies end, so she would get surprised by the ending every time.
That's an amazing thing to have.
It's kind of cool.
You get to rewatch the movie every time.
And every single time she is surprised.
It's The Usual Suspects over and over.
Have you heard of Murder by Death? It's essentially all people from other detective movies playing exaggerated versions of themselves,
like caricatures of
so it's like Peter Falk and a bunch of other like more famous actors doing a heightened like Clue type of thing.
Gotcha.
We were big into Clue when I was little with Tim Curry and then Madeline Kahn. You ever seen it?
Yeah.
But, and if you watch it now, they do the three endings. Like, no, that's not how it ended. This is how it ended. It's like three different endings. The original, apparently, I'm sure they had all three. They had all three. They were just going to, depending on where you went to see it, it would be a different
ending. It had a different ending.
Awesome. They were just going to switch it up.
Three endings. And depending, I believe, on the time you saw it, too. So you could see it twice in a row and it would have a different killer.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. That's really cool.
I would love that. That's how they did King Kong versus Godzilla. In America, King Kong won, and in Japan, Godzilla won.
Oh, really? That's called good marketing. That's called keeping your
that's a crazy
Japanese
movie
and Chinese
the guy
dollars.
That sold King Kong versus Godzilla owned neither property and pitched it to a movie company. I believe it was first supposed to be Frankenstein versus King Kong.
Oh, that's funny.
Then they went, I don't think so. He's like, what if I can get you Godzilla? And they're like, yeah, we're in. And then he had to figure, like, retro deal his way through that, and he got the movie made.
He went to the Godzilla people and he was like, what if I can get you King Kong?
He did that. He did double speak to both of them.
It's smart. It's definitely smart.
All right. Well, I do want to, we never got to this. Horse Gets Revenge. I thought this is a fun one to start the day. Yay, animals. Shannon, I thought this was appropriate. Let's see it.
Okay. Do you want me to play it with the sound or without?
Whatever.
Okay.
The sound helps.
So this guy, I think, is hammered.
I'd say so.
The one trying to wear God. The horse's tail like a Sherwick?
I thought he was trying to finger it.
I can't wait.
This guy's had 8 chances to leave this horse alone.
And even now, it's like running away from him. Here we go. Dude. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. How is no one stopping him?
They're just getting there. Oh! Good. They're just dragging him. What country is that? Does it say? That's definitely like not America.
Poland.
Okay, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. But he
nothing
was like...
Nothing better than a sweet chin music cell.
Oh. he full on was like chasing it down and started pulling on the tail.
Yeah.
And then he gets rocked.
And then you think... When you're near a horse, all I think is like, God damn, that's big.
Yeah.
You look at it like, oh, you're one big muscle.
They weigh like a ton. I think they weigh literally like almost a ton. They weigh like 1,000 pounds, like something insane. Not fast, but like whatever it is.
Yeah, you can't like just like, awesome. When one dies in Central Park, they can't just like call a vet.
Right, right.
Clearly hammered, but like weirdly mobile.
Yeah.
Because he was like catching up.
That was vodka drunk.
Yeah.
That's vodka drunk.
Yeah, that's angry.
Blackout vodka drunk. Your nemesis, the horse.
I hate this. Shannon, I do this to you all the time. Can we please see the horse kick the other horse when they're trying to have the mate with the Mexicans? You know the exact video I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I just got to find it.
What is this?
This is... I guess like a stud farm, and they've got a horse, a female horse, and they've got her, you know, on a leash or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they bring out the stud, and he's ready. He is prepared.
Yeah.
He's at attention. It's a swanging.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if these two horses have met before, and she clearly told him no means no. If she said, hey, I think we should just be friends, because he's coming in hot.
The horse Me Too movement.
And nay means nay.
Nay means nay.
Hashtag nay means nay. And it might be my favorite sound effect of a hit I've ever, like, if you could can this sound, like, how we just saw the Wilhelm scream?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like ADR, when anyone gets hit in something, it should come with this noise. Shannon, did I give you enough vamping time?
Yeah, I have. It's a short. It might stop just short of your favorite part.
Okay, we'll see.
She's like, I told you.
Pablo? Pablo!
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn it, it does.
I didn't see the dick until the end there. That was crazy.
Shaddy, can you try? Is it possible you could try and find it with the impact and what I want?
Yeah, I'm still looking for it.
I'm so sorry. The hit's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a one shot. I don't know if it lives. What makes me think it doesn't is the following, is what happens right after.
Panicking or whatever?
Everyone reacts pretty seriously. But there is an additional part to it that makes it my favorite hit sound effect.
Jesus.
It is, if you put it in a movie, it would be like a trauma, like the kind of movies I make where you're like, oh, you're trying to be ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like over the top. Like, it doesn't even sound real.
It sounds hilarious. Also,
that job, like, imagine having that, like, talk about shitty jobs. It's like, you sometimes you have those kind of jobs and they pay really well because of, like, the danger factor. But I feel like that probably doesn't.
No. Okay, I way rather be that guy than the person that has to, A, masturbate the horse with a giant fleshlight.
Yeah.
Or put on a up-to-the-shoulder glove to impregnate the female horse.
Yeah. I'd rather just bring the two
together. Watch a video of a lady that had to collect sperm from pigs, and they just have like an ottoman that this thing hops up on? It didn't take a lot of convincing. This thing knew it was getting jerked off.
Is it velvet? Is it at least, it sets the mood? Dude, play some music in the background.
He just puts his two front hooves on, and he's like, this guys, watch this. This lady's going to jerk me off. And she's got to jerk off his twisty pig dick. I'm not sure if she has a glove on.
She's playing pinball. She's just
milking him into like a bucket. Because pig orgasms can be a half an hour.
Jesus.
So this lady, like, dude, my wife gets mad at me 2 minutes. Like, can I switch arms? It's the same exact motion, by the way.
That's gonna suck.
I'm over an ottoman.
It builds your forearms.
I'm shaking my butt over an ottoman.
Screw Equinox. I'm jerking off pigs.
Every guy comes quick to her then after that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she doesn't want to. Imagine trying to get jerked off by her at the end of a long day.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. I've been dying.
Yeah. Like, I leave work at work, okay?
Yeah, I leave work at work. You come in with a snout. Work from
get one of those little pig noses.
Shannon, any luck?
I have the pig one. I couldn't find the longer one. Okay.
Big one's a half hour long.
Anyway, so what happens after that horse gets hit? It just starts shitting. So you just hear crack. And everyone goes, ah! Because it is just shooting, turns out, because it's dead.
Yeah. It's dead, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, it's definitely dead. They probably just nailed it right in the exact part of the head.
It gets it right in the temple.
Yeah. Isn't that, didn't they say that's the thing, even humans, where it's like,
yeah, it's what it's the temple's wrong. It's dead between the eyes, it gets it.
Jesus Christ.
It just, and it's shitting before it hits. It's kick, shitfall. Kick, shitfall. All right, Chad, we can see the pig real quick.
Oh, yeah, he's got...
By the way, this isn't even a funny video.
It looks like...
This is an instructional.
Getting a prostate exam.
Pig's about to do gymnastics.
Bacteria to the region.
Less self-conscious.
Vigorously massage the prepuce of the boar to expel the fluid that can accumulate there. Let's take a quick look at the anatomy of the boar to understand why this process is necessary.
She just drinks
the ball. So as you can see from this drawing, boars actually...
Well, that's to get the dick out.
Right here inside their prepuce that can collect fluid and sometimes... should remove the outer glove that has been used to clean the prepucial fluid.
This is a multi-glove operation.
To use a clean gloved hand to directly contact the penis.
Who was it on here that said, do you think on his birthday she takes the glove off?
I think that
might have been Priya. That was very funny.
The penis and end up in the collection device. If the penis is perpendicular to the boar's body, then the fluid will not enter the collection mug. Let's take a closer look at the grip of the gloved hand with the penis. Yeah,
let's not call it a mug.
Here I am using an AI catheter to mimic the boar's penis. In an ideal situation,
I've had my mug of pig cum.
To ejaculate, ensure that
no one talked to me until I've had my pig cum.
The sperm-rich fraction and all of the ejaculated fluids following it should be collected in the collection device. Salt? This will include the gel fraction as well, which typically aren't. The semen sample should be sealed and placed into the warming cabinet until processed by the lab.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot of pig cum. You don't think? It's a lot of pig cum.
Wow. That is a ton of pig cum. You're the market for some
pig
cum?
That goes to the soundboard, by the way. Donald, that's a lot of pig cum. Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you use Kratom, if you don't start on my account. But if you do use Kratom, there's only one place to get it from, and that's YoKratom.com. Why? Because they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you go to Yo Kratom and get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60. There's no promo code needed because it's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. Check them out. Let them know you love them because I know I do. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
All right, Jesus Christ.
We're having fun now. We can, you know, I wasn't going to go right to this, but while we're on the subject, I did send Shannon a video that is a clip from a documentary called Dolphin Lover.
Oh, boy.
And it's about what you think it's going to be about. So let's see it, Shannon.
And
swam over to the wire fence that encircled the pool. Dolly swam up to me. She laid her snout on my shoulder. She embraced me with her flippers. And we just stared into each other's eyes for a couple of minutes.
Fuck this guy.
Well, when other people claim that I must have raped the dolphin, my response is that you can't outswim a dolphin in the water.
They won't stop saying I raped the dolphin.
You never want to preface that. You don't want to be the one prefacing a story.
He knew it was coming right after the love story. He was like, and you may be thinking I ripped it off.
Now listen, I've danced this dance. This isn't my first rodeo. I know a lot of you out there are going, I think he raped that dolphin. But au contraire, mon frère.
He made love to the dolphin.
It's not good when you have, like, when you do a documentary like that, usually they tell you to include the question in your response.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to play the question.
He was freestyling.
I really don't think they were like, see, did you rape it? I think he was like, I got to get ahead of this.
They would have been like, yeah, he would have been like, see, everybody keeps saying that. That would have been the clip. Yeah. Will he stop saying that? We were in love.
So please, go ahead.
Could not outswim a dolphin in the water. Dolphin in the water is in its element. We spent half an hour in courtship. If it had been rape, it would have been easier for her to stay in the pen where the male dolphin would have protected her from me. Instead, she chose to squeeze between a couple of boards and get into another pen where we had some privacy.
Oh my God.
She ended up.
She was asking for it.
She was asking for it.
Yeah. That is literally the. First of all, what was she wearing?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was she.
Second of all, he went, well, that's literally like if you're like, well, then she shouldn't have been at the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
He goes, she could have just had the other male dolphin protect her, but she swam right into the rape pen.
It's me when I argue about Harvey Weinstein. I'm like, well, what were they doing in his hotel room anyway? They knew he had power.
He was in the private pen.
He was in the suite.
Suite. She swam over to the suite where I have sex with all my dolphins.
Jesus Christ.
Go ahead.
Stop wanting to do was make love with me. Their claim that this was rape is based on a whole bunch of fallacies.
Also, who's
I
they?
I couldn't find any moral or ethical objections.
You mean everybody? He goes,
I think what may have harmed her was that we both developed an emotional attachment. In fact, I think it's fair to say that if I hadn't been involved with Dolly, if I hadn't been in love with Dolly, I never would have bothered to write a book about the experience. If this was just some farm boy with a goat, I'm not sure that's a worthwhile story. I'm pretty convinced that Dolly was also in love with me just from the way she behaved. I'm convinced that we were in love with each other. I pulled out of her and swam over to the wire fence that encircled the pool. Dolly swam up to me. She laid her snout on my shoulder.
There we go.
There's no way he could recognize
she
Dolly.
Me with flippers.
After this,
and we just stare
you go, who you in love with?
He's like, a couple of minutes.
Well, put a bunch of dolphins up. Pick her out of the lineup. Tell me which dolphin.
Well, when other
is Dolly.
People claim that you I bothered. Must have.
which one's Dolly?
Yeah.
Also, have some more creativity with the name Dolly the dolphin. Come on, we can do better than that. Jesus Christ, man! Was that the photo of him? Was when he did it? That's from like the 70s or something.
I believe so.
So he was like, at some point. this guy was just like, I gotta be me. I gotta tell everybody that I fucked this dolphin. And he goes, nobody asked you to write a book about it. He's like, that's why I had to write a book about it. People need to know about
me. There's a famous lady who lived in, like, it was a house, but it was half flooded. And dolphins would come in and out. And she had a dolphin boyfriend. But I think, much like the pig we just watched, he figured out he was going to bust a nut.
Yeah.
If he did. Like, it's like getting a treat.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think
it's like that, Pavlovian.
Yeah. As opposed to this, where this man had to seduce a dolphin. Without you, my life has no purpose.
There he is.
Do you think they do breath play with the blowhole? Like, he just puts his thumb on it. See how long you can go before you black out.
Dolly the dolphin. And then where's Dolly now? I guess Dolly's gone, huh?
I don't know how long dolphins live, especially slutty ones.
And this was like 2015, I think this came out.
That documentary. But
he had a photo of him with the dolphin.
In like the 70s, it looked like.
Did he have a video?
I don't think so.
No.
He was like, let's turn it off for this.
Yeah. I got
it.
No, he did it and then decided that the world needed to know about it. And then he was like, that's why I had to write a book. I'm like, nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
Where is how is this informing? You just fucked a dolphin and like you're just grossing people out.
Have you seen the goats with the fat asses?
I think I might have, actually. Maybe you showed me it.
I don't. So, Shannon, if you could look up goats with big butts. It's they have, like, beauty shows. And it's a specific breed of goat that, much like the way a camel gets a hump, it grows a big fat ass. Like, it gets cheeked up.
Yeah. Damn.
Right?
Kim K.
Jeez. The goat BBLs.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And they have like beauty competitions in the Middle East. And there's guys just standing there with their goat ass. And you're like, this guy
is fucking this goat.
Yeah.
There's no way. Dude, regular goats are getting it. You think this thing's shaking its shit around town?
I just like it for its milk. It's not.
And they'll shave it down. Like, they'll like, dude, these things are caked up walking around. Yeah.
What do they call them? Ba Dunkin' Dunks?
Baba L?
Ba Dunkin' Dunk.
Shad, do you have any more of that? Or like any of the competitions or anything?
Yeah,
dude, look at these guys.
Oh my God.
Yeah, these guys are pumped.
That's so crazy. I've never seen this. I thought,
ironically, when you're betting that a Middle Eastern guy is going to prematurely ejaculate, you say 10 on pump one. Man, I really stretched for that one.
But there, you know what it is? They come to those beauty contests. These guys are just on the farm with these things alone.
So
it's just an accepted thing where it's like, I'm definitely fucking this goat when I'm lonely at night in my middle of my farm in Kandahar or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, there's that old street joke. The guy washes up on a desert island, and he's got a dog and a pig. And a couple months in, pig's starting to look pretty good. And he decides he's going to pull a move, right? So he starts caressing the back of the pig. Dog goes nuts, goes to bite him, right? He goes, all right. A couple weeks later, he's fucking, you know, he's chubbed up. Pig's looking pretty good, right? He rubs the back of the pig's neck. The pig goes, brr. Dog fucking starts to bite him, right? A few weeks later, another shipwreck. The most beautiful, a 10, most beautiful girl, washed up on shore. He gives her mouth to mouth, saves her life. And she's like, oh my God. You saved my life. All my friends are dead. I'm alone out here with you for God knows how long. I owe you. I'll do anything you want. He goes, yeah, can you take this dog for a fucking walk?
You ever see the Golden Girls one with her, with telling that joke?
I have seen that.
It's like Rue McClanahan telling Betty White.
Off, like in between takes.
It's pretty great. And she tells it well. She really does. And in the clip, I don't know if you noticed, the dad from Different Strokes is the one who told her the joke.
Oh, that's very funny.
Conrad Bain. She goes, Conrad Bain told me this joke. And it's the dad from Different Strokes.
I mean, that must, I mean, that had to be the amount of fun the Full House dads must have had.
Oh my God.
Apparently the parents of all the kids had to have a meeting.
About them
being inappropriate.
Yeah, because they're all like, how old are they? Maybe they're not even 30 at that point, right?
They're so young. It's
like they're just fucking around.
And but then, I guess there was an episode where there was a donkey on set and it got a boner and they all started improvising. Because what would happen is you would shoot around the kids. So for all their close-up, the kids are dolls.
Oh, really?
Or they're, if you don't have a stand-in, like if the kids aren't going to really move in the scene,
yeah,
you shoot at, you crop them out, but you have a doll, a life-size thing there to give perspective for you. So you get eye line.
So they don't have to have the kids on set for as long as they...
Well, you can't. You can only have the kids on set for six hours, I think.
Okay.
So they would get all the wides done, all the kids' lines done, and then at the end, you get all the grown-up lines.
Okay.
But they said, I think some of the parents were watching on a monitor, and Bob Saget picked up one of the dolls and was humping. Which, okay, is very funny when it's not a doll dressed like your child.
Yeah.
And it's 1987 at this point. So
yeah. Like, you know. But come on, Bob Saget's got your doll pinned up to a wall and Joey's going, cut it out.
Well, that's the funniest thing that, you know, they got so popular from that and they had those stories about, he was a dirty stand-up. And that people would go, because of Full House, go see him and just walk out.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this? It's the dad from Full House.
And then what's really cool? Yeah, he's half and half.
I don't know what he became, but I remember him being clean on TV back in the day, but I don't know what his, like, club act was. But because he used to be on that show Out of Control, whatever it was called. That's where he got cut it out. Like, that he would do that, and then he would do, like, impressions. I think he was fairly clean, but he might have gotten dirtier as he went along.
Dumb question.
Yeah.
Probably not now, A, because he's sick, B, the generation has passed. But when Dave Coulier goes out on a college tour.
Yeah.
He's fucking, right?
Absolutely. Or he was, at least.
Or like, I'm saying back in, let's say, like, late 90s, 2000s. So all girls that are in college that were in the right age group that he was like maybe in his 20s, 30s when they were like teens.
Yes.
He's fucking.
He's a superstar at those colleges at that point. He's a fucking rock star.
And that's like Dane Cook level pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't forget, he was getting Alanis Morissette on his own.
Yeah, 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 exactly. So if he's going on these, especially on the road, after the show's done, and that's what, and he's probably making tons of money because shows and reruns forever.
Yeah.
And then the exact age, when you still got
residuals.
Yeah, yeah. And the exact age that these girls, they came up on it. So they're just like, oh my God, it's
you're hitting a lot of daddy issues.
Absolutely, dude. That college, 100% he's doing it. No, there's no doubt about it. I didn't even think of that. But like, yeah, he cleaned up, I guarantee you.
Who do you think, as far as like big road acts, clean guys, probably did the greatest? As far as
like pussy goes?
I mean, we got some proof of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Cosby, but it wasn't by...
Yeah, I don't know. Cosby counts.
He can rack it up if he just, you know, it's a little dangerous.
But that was funny that Jason Alexander got... the girl Courtney Stodden came after him saying that she shot a sketch with him when she was 17.
And he
rubbed his phone on her tits. But it's in the sketch. It's not like he was doing it.
And then he came out and apologized about it.
He apologized and donated money to a charity for like child brides and stuff.
I wonder if you wonder if he, like, it's so funny when people like that will come out with that. We're like, oh, was something going to be said about it or something asked about it in an interview or something? And your people will like get ahead of this. Admit you did it and be like, I'm so, so sorry, and donate, and then you'll be okay. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I saw a meme that was so funny. Do you remember in The Simpsons where Lisa steals the pig when she becomes vegetarian?
Yes, with Paul McCartney.
And then Marge goes, Bart, no. And he goes, I'm standing right here. She goes, sorry, I'm just... They had that where it said Seinfeld star accused of pedophilia. And she goes, Jerry, no. And he stands there. He goes, I'm right here. She's like, sorry, I'm just...
One of my favorite Simpsons things ever was when... Remember when the asteroid's going to hit? That's a great episode. And then he goes... Earlier in the episode, Homer, to the kids, he goes, don't worry, kids. It'll come into our atmosphere and burn up to the size of a chihuahua's head. And then it comes in, and that's exactly what happens. Yeah. And a chihuahua comes over and barks. And then Bart goes, yeah, but I'm he goes, I'm scared. Dad was actually right. And he goes, and then Homer goes, I know, kids. I'm scared, too. Oh, that show's so good.
Nothing makes me happier, dude. I get Simpsons all the time.
Oh, my God. Do you have a favorite all-time line of the...
I mean, it's all ones I do around the house.
Yeah.
Dental plan, Lisa needs braces. can't make friends with salad. You don't win friends with salad.
Don't make friends with salad. My other favorite part is when Who Shot Mr. Burns? And he's holding Homer's driving with two ice cream cones. And he goes, Dad, you want me to hold one of those ice cream cones? He goes, you chose fruit, you stick with fruit.
You know what I rewatched last night, and I got big laughs out of me? The Critic.
Critic's great, dude. I only lasted 1 year?
Two.
It's so good.
Two, and it really got me.
Oh, my God. The Cape Fear episode is so good. Buy my book.
Oh, I was thinking Cape Fear Simpsons.
Misery episode of Critic, yeah.
Cape Fear Simpsons is so good that it affects the movie, which is a great movie. And it is very difficult to watch the movie and not Simpsons it.
Did you ever see that one? Are you a Simpsons guy?
I've seen a little bit of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I'm more of a The Office, Nathan For You.
Yeah, the...
Mr. Beast.
I would suggest Simpsons season 3 through about 9.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That's like they're cooking.
Yeah.
Because what The Simpsons was, people don't realize, Matt Groening, Lord Love a Duck, the guy that created The Simpsons, seems like kind of a figurehead. But yes. He showed up, he was going to pitch a completely different cartoon. They didn't want it because he had a comic called Life in Hell with all bunny rabbits that you'll see in the early Simpsons. They're like, we don't want it. So he just drew his family and was like, and named them after his family. And then they were like, well, this is a sitcom, yes. But then they just took everyone from Cheers, all the execs, and went, hey, can you guys...
make a really great show out of this?
Can you guys pray to Jewish God to make this really good? So you've got James L. Brooks, Sam Simons, like all these track records of like, 20 hits back to back. Making The Simpsons incredible, bringing the best voice actors, the best writers. At one point, it's everyone in the writer's room is from Harvard. Back when you can go, everyone here is from Harvard or Yale. There are no DEI hires on this fucking. These are angry old men.
And three is when Conan comes in, right? Conan O'Brien is later.
A little later,
I think. A little later than that?
Yeah.
I thought he was three.
Well, I think his first is the monorail is the first one he wrote.
Yeah, it's so good. If you watch, you can tell it's so funny. If you watch the first season, even the pilot, it's so by the book sitcom, and then it just gets weirder and weirder as time goes on.
Well, it aired in the wrong order.
Oh, did it?
The pilot was supposed to be the babysitter episode, but they turned it into the Christmas episode.
Okay, with the Santa's
because they said it was too scary.
Oh, okay.
But then, yes, eventually, but like Matt Groening is like, when you read his notes on what the Simpsons was supposed to be, Mr. Burns was supposed to be named Mr. Meanie. Homer was supposed to be Krusty.
But wasn't it like back then they'd like give you like maybe a full season just to figure out the audience and if it's
good.
Okay,
first season of Seinfeld sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's...
First season of The Office, they don't have... Yeah. They don't know... He's completely... Michael Scott is a completely different character in the first season of The Office, and he's actually said that they told him to stop buttoning his top button. They changed his hair, and they changed something else. And I know with Parks and Rec, Amy Poehler went in and said, you need to rewrite my character next season because I'm just Lady Michael Scott.
Yeah.
And I'm not an idiot. She goes, I'm not an idiot. Michael Scott's a fucking idiot. I'm not an idiot. I'm a very capable person whose flaw is how much she cares.
Yeah.
And I heard with The Office, it was 40-Year-Old Virgin came out and was such a hit that they were like, we need 15% of that guy in the Michael Scott character. Like, mm-hmm. And they made him a complete buffoon. But one of the other changes they made is that he's really good at his job. And yes. That helped it as well.
Yeah.
Because if you notice, there's tons of different scenes where it's like he's the really, yeah. really great salesman. But the rest of the time, he's just this like goofball, whatever it is. It's pretty interesting. You're right, because it's like they get their sea legs the yeah. first, what, like season?
Yeah, the idea yeah. of Krusty was that was Homer's secret job.
Really?
And that Bart's hero was actually Homer. That's why they're identical.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then they separate. But then the Critic was supposed to be a Krusty spinoff.
Oh, really?
And it was going to be Krusty moves to New York. He finds out he has a son and moves to New York to do the daytime show in New York. And it was going to, at one point, be live action with Dan Castellaneta as Krusty. Then they weird. Completely whiff it.
Yeah.
And then they were looking, I believe, for a mid-season replacement. And they went, well, we have this Krusty thing already. We'll change him into a film critic. And then Sherman. They invented the kid. Because they were already working with Lovitz nonstop.
Yeah, it's so good. I wish it would have lasted longer. It only lasted the two.
There was a little, they were pitching movies in the Critic I was watching last night. And Jay Sherman just goes, Dr. Strange Lovitz. Hold on, I'll make a call. And then stops the episode to pitch it. And he goes, Strange Lovitz. And he goes, the character actor. No, he didn't die.
Well, the best is, because he'd have his like movie review show on the Critic. You'd watch the Critic, you'll love it. And then he has Goodfellas too.
Yeah.
And they're in the car and he goes, what's that smell? And they get out of the car, open up the trunk, and it's Jay Sherman. He rolls over, he goes, hi guy. That's like his catchphrase every once in a while. Like, hi guy.
Hey guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee's warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? That's why our great friends created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients like Tongkat Ali, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. Body Brain Coffee has Tongkat Ali, lion's mane, ashwagandha, L-theanine, and premium freeze-dried Colombian coffee. It's got a bold, rich taste with no fillers. Save 15% today with the code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
We do have one or two more little things to look at here. Let's do this. No,
sorry, Zach. I have the full horse video now.
Yes! That a girl, Shannon.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, yeah, one more time for the kids.
Oh, he definitely died, I think.
A la verga.
Get away.
It don't read well to me. By the way, if that horse is dead now, you just gotta be like, all right, I guess you had a tractor.
That's what they do.
What are you gonna do?
They do forklift onto the back of a flatbed truck.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, that's so much shit to move.
Oh my god.
Well, that's like, even when I don't think they do it anymore because they probably just shoot. They probably have a drug. But if you go to the, I used to go to the racetrack.
Yeah, they used
all the
time. Build a tent around it.
Yeah, but at the racetrack, Belmont, I used to go with my dad. And if something happens, they used to, the back in the day, they used to just shoot the horse there on the track because they couldn't move it.
Yeah.
Or they, you know, they had to do that. To, they couldn't get there? It up and, like, you know, didn't have a cane for the horse. You know, it's like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, if a horse breaks its leg, it's done.
It's done. Yeah.
That's what. So we've watched a ton of videos on here of people that shoot prairie dogs.
Really?
And they, like, well, you'll hire a certain, like, the same way you'll get somebody to, like, de-rat your farm.
Yeah. It's like an infestation thing or whatever.
Or the people that hunt boars from helicopters because life's awesome. if you get prairie dog, if you get bad prairie dogs in your farm, you hire somebody with sniper rifles, and they just spend the day. Bow! I mean, they turn into mist. But it's because they dig holes, and if your horse or your cow steps in it and breaks its leg, you are now down.
You're down.
Yeah. What, 2,000 something? I don't know how much.
Probably
horses.
More. Probably 10 grand for a horse.
I have no idea what they call it, but you're down that.
Yeah.
Because now you're not, it would cost more to rehabilitate it than you're going to get for whatever it's for.
Yeah.
Dude, my girlfriend's family, she's part Native, and her family's from Kodiak, Alaska. And growing up, her uncle, I think it was, or cousin, his job, it's back in like the 70s, 80s, his job was to go by the Kodiak airport and shoot all the seagulls that were in jeopardy of going into the airplane engines. So that's, he would just sit there and just was unofficial job on, like,
okay, wait,
a hill.
Can I ask you, if you remember a guy, who did comedy for a while? He was a ex-NYPD, and I don't know if he made it much further than mics and bar shows, but he had a story about them having to get rid of seagulls at Ground Zero.
No, was it Mark? No, it wasn't Mark.
It wasn't Mark.
Yeah.
It was another. I remember when he started, he wouldn't use his name because he wasn't retired yet.
Oh, really?
Damn. And then he was in the process. He was like, I'm getting ready. He was, I want to be a full-time comic. I'm retiring soon. And I would let him do my mic under a pseudonym. And he was super funny. I don't know if he gave up, but he talked about how when they were doing the recovery, eventually seagulls and crows, you know, there's a bunch of meat in there.
Yeah.
And how they were throwing Alka-Seltzer to them.
Really?
To blow them up.
At Ground Zero?
Yeah, because they couldn't shoot them.
Yeah.
Have live shots going.
Jesus.
So I think they were waiting over by the water.
And then just chucking Alka-Seltzers?
And they were I think they might even put them in treats.
That's so fucked up.
Because it,
That's insane.
But you do that.
I've never heard that.
I've heard of that on fishing boats, too, if you're chumming the water.
Yeah.
And a bunch of seagulls show up, you throw a couple Alka-Seltzers in the chum.
And then it gets them.
If they're small, they explode. If they're big, they just get really, like, and they have to go sit on the water for a while and fart it out.
I had a family friend who would shoot squirrels at their cabin, like, every weekend. And the noise is insane when they explode. It's like a little chipmunk, like, the inner. It's crazy.
Oh, you would see him do it?
Yeah, you'd see him do it, yeah. Oh. I was, like, 7, and they asked me to do it once. And I just, like, pulled the trigger while they held it.
Did you get it?
It's pretty white trash upbringing, but.
Did you get the squirrel? Did you
hit it? I did. Yeah,
wow.
And, like, I told my friends at school, and they're like, you're insane. But
I'd say I would feel.
I feel terrible.
Oh, yeah. I feel terrible.
Because there's no reason.
I'm not a real man. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. I felt guilty when I would accidentally kill the bugs I got to feed my lizard.
Yeah, I had the same thing with the snakes. I had goldfish I had to put in, and by like a year into having the snake, I was like, I feel so bad for these freaking goldfish.
Yeah,
they go in and they eat the goldfish. They stalk the.
Sure. Ball. Well, I go on a deep YouTube dive now and then of watching snakes eat. Yes. Do I want to be the one that fed them? No.
You ever seen those, like, anaconda videos? They just swallow, like, a whole deer.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen, like, photos. I never saw the videos.
Those I do the dumps they take.
I haven't seen that.
It's like it's almost, you think it's shedding.
Yeah.
It's shitting and shedding are very close because the dumps that come out, it looks like they just, a second one of them
came out. Yeah, shitting a deer has to be
that's coming insane. Out. Because anacondas are like, what are they like, how long are they? They're like.
I think the big ones are pretty fucking big.
They're huge.
Jesus Christ.
Shannon, can you give us the average length of an anaconda?
What was the one I just saw where it was like the, oh God, what was it? It was like alligator getting like destroyed by. Oh my god! It was some. I wish I could. I wish I had my phone.
They love eating people.
They're about 15 to 18 feet long.
Jesus
oh
Christ!
Oh my god!
That's terrifying.
That's crazy.
That's prehistoric. We shouldn't have those.
Yeah, those are dinosaurs.
But you only find them like in like the swamps of or like the far east or something, right? It's like getting.
No,
like
I think they wind up. I think you get some pretty big snakes in the water.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus, dude.
I mean, we were covering it pretty hard where they had the there's a big iguana problem in Florida, and then there was
I heard about this.
A
I think.
Deep freeze. And by deep freeze, it just, you know, it got cold in Florida uncharacteristically. But they're cold-blooded. So they didn't freeze to death. They all just went kind of, I guess, dormant because their blood was too cold. So they were just big-ass iguanas falling out of trees, just burnt. And then they were giving you a reward because they're not indigenous. You're not supposed to have them. And they fuck up the kind of like when they brought the toad to Australia.
Yeah.
I would have called it a wuzzle wuzzle. So they were giving people rewards. And one of them was a pizza place. And you got a free pie for ever so many iguanas. And then they were cutting up the iguanas and making iguana pies.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, people, like, dude, it was a full, like, they were given recipes because they're so, dude. People were like going to places and filling their car with them.
Really? Jesus
like,
Christ.
Like, Shannon, we haven't done iguanas in a while, and we'll end on this. Dude, like, people are like lining them up. I'm talking 100, and they're big motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're all, they can't move. But then all I'm thinking is like, dude, what if your car gets hot?
Yeah. But also, it was a thing where, and I know you said Florida, right? But this is like the Key West had it where like it was totally cool to just go and people were like getting baseball bats and just bashing them out of the trees.
It was whacking that.
Just whacking. Yeah. Just iguana whacking all over Key West, Florida.
Fuck, I can't remember who told me a story. It was an island town and they had some type of indigenous animal problem. So they gathered them all up and put them on the mainland, but then the lake froze and they all just walked back the next day. It was like a giant undertaking. Yeah.
That's so great. Oh, are these the ones that are dormant?
Yeah.
These massive green iguanas are falling out of the trees. They lose control of their muscles when it gets super cool like this to survive, and they end up dropping out of trees. And I'm holding a bunch of giant males. Random. I linked up with these dudes. They're hunting iguanas. Look at the tailgates behind me of the truck.
This guy's going to write a book
so
about how he fucked one of these iguanas.
Iguanas. And this is basically a South Florida Easter egg hunt for dinosaurs.
You know what would be great if his hand warmed it up and it just bit his face off?
Let's keep on catching some giants.
He's jerking it off. It was a long day at the fucking iguana, the iguana cock factory. It's a living.
Look at this. I had to jerk off all these iguanas.
Look at my fucking day. No, I don't want to go out to lunch. I'm swamped. I'm up to my ears and iguana come over here. There are days. You go home and beat your wife because you had to jerk off too many iguanas. All right, we'll end up. Can we show them the iguana pizza?
That's crazy.
Not opposed to it. I just watched some. But actually, we'll do this too.
I guess
fuck
people
it.
Do alligator.
Chad, do we have 5 minutes? Show them the iguana pizza, and then I want to show the ordering food off of Facebook Marketplace, and then we're done.
Oh, jeez.
But yes, the people were doing iguana pizzas. Don't look bad, and I got to tell you, I've been watching some cooking videos lately. It seems like they got some good meat on them.
I feel like
that's a big ass thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's they're beefy, whatever you want to call it. But that's like alligators. People have people eat alligator all the time.
It tastes like gamey chicken alligator.
See, that's why I never get about that. Like, gamey chicken's not tasty chicken. It's like kind of...
No, you fry it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I found it from a news report. Is that
perfect?
He spent 24 hours
trapping
green iguanas all across South Florida. Now he wants to educate people online about the species, have a little bit of fun while doing it as well. He decided to call up his buddies over at North Palm Beach Pizza Place. He created something called an iguana pizza. There's some bacon and some cheese, but the focus is the fresh pieces of iguana on top. No, thank you. The man says he recognizes, well, this dish isn't for everyone.
We were able to do good work and remove these iguanas and educate people. And it was just a great time. So last 48 hours have been one to look back on forever, for sure.
He seems loaded to me.
So James goes,
a little bit drunk?
Yeah, dude, what sounds better than that? Dude, you got a bottle in the car?
Yeah.
And there's iguanas falling out of the trees, and you're going to go get pizza every 3 hours?
My two favorite things.
Yeah, dude. Give me an eight ball, and we're going iguana hunting, son.
We're educating people about this iguana pizza. Yeah.
I want to check in on that place. They're like selling. They're still in business?
I'm sure they're in business, but I bet that was seasonal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's iguana
pizza. Finally,
season.
Let's see this ordering off of Facebook Marketplace, and then we're done.
Iguana pizza.
Special order for you.
This is huge. Thank you.
Soda and salt.
So this is a awesome. Guy ordering so from a guy's house on Facebook Marketplace.
You have a good one.
Oh, my God.
Today, we're eating an alligator that I ordered off of Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, my God.
I'm fascinated and terrified at the same time. I don't even know how to begin to eat this. He also gave us an entire chicken. I guess I just
now look at the size of it compared to the chicken.
Yeah.
First bite for you guys.
That's crazy.
The sauce on top tastes like normal barbecue sauce, and I would describe the meat as kind of firm and chewy. I will say you can tell he takes pride in his food. The way he displays it, it looks like art. This is like actually crazy.
Holy shit, he just deep fries it.
I think
the meat under the neck reminds me more of chicken.
Slow cooked?
I read online that the meat in the inner tail is more tender. Got some rib meat. Pretty much throughout the entire gator, the meat's firm and chewy. He also gave me an entire chicken, and he made these buns from scratch. We have a chicken sandwich. He can literally cook anything, and it comes out great.
Chicken bread
and alligator.
That was
the craziest dish I've had in my life.
Chad, can we order a whole alligator and just leave it in the lobby to see who here eats it? People will pick on it. Yeah. Like, you're telling me if we had it out, Blind Mike wouldn't be standing there eating iguana eating alligator all day?
Probably. I think. I mean, everyone's a meat eater here. I think.
No, dude. One time, my friend Bjarni lives in Iceland, and he sent me because he. He forgot to get us. He came for our wedding and then didn't get us present. But we said, "Don't you flew here? Don't fucking get us anything."
Yeah.
But he insisted. The present he got us was a book on Iceland from the airport. But he saw through. We saw through that real quick, and he goes, "I knew it's a bad present." Yeah. He goes, "I will send you a box of treats," and it was the worst treats. Like they were a punishment.
Like Icelandic bad candy.
It was bitter black licorice. Covered in chocolate.
Oh, God.
So it was a waste of chocolate.
Yeah.
And the other thing, he sent me 4 bags of fish jerky.
Oh, God.
But it was like halfway between jerky and like pork rinds.
So and it was like powdery? It was like crispy?
It was crispy on the outside, but with like scales.
God.
I tried it. He sent it from Iceland. The mailman left it. The box stunk so bad, the mailman left it at my door. And both my cats were clawing at the door. Going, what the fuck is out there? We want it.
Maybe just bought it for the cats.
That we brought it in the house.
Yeah.
And they were like doing backflip. We had a locket in the closet.
Like, once you have free healthcare, you're just balling out like that.
And we tried it.
Yeah.
Dude, we tried it. Me and my wife were like, my wife goes, get this out of our fucking house. I put it in the cabinet here, gone in a day. 3 bags. 3 fucking bags. Gone. It's like leaving your fucking car in the hood.
It was just everybody? Everybody walking by going, ooh, fish jerky.
I think it was the night. It was some of the night people or just like anything that's free.
Yeah. People do freak out over free food.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware. I've seen a few interns here with fail the can I play it cool test when food comes and watch them lose their watch them lose their value quick.
Fish jerky's nasty. Did you give any to the cats?
No, they
would. It'd be like catnip, or it'd be like,
I don't know. It didn't look. It didn't look good for
it was
them.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he sent it from there, so it was like in the mail for weeks.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Well, they have a bunch of. They have like. Isn't one of the famous things they eat like, literally like fermented shark meat that they bury with lye?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know about the shark meat. I knew about this kind of like the fish. I've heard of the fish jerky thing before, but I'd never heard
Shannon,
of shark.
Could you look up fermented shark meat? And I want to say it's, they do it with a lie. They bury it for like a long time. It's almost like meat kimchi.
You know why that? You know what that pisses me off? Because they. How many videos did you see during World Cup of them coming here and trying like Taco Bell and be like, "What's this?" And they have that stuff. Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
They eat horse there too.
Yeah, exactly. It's, yeah, you come here. You come here and have Chick-fil-A and get weirded out.
Oh,
yeah,
they have like horse steaks and stuff.
Yeah, it's like what the fuck?
My buddy's 7 foot tall Paul, who's a wrestler, just had horse sashimi for the first time.
Really?
Said, pretty good.
I think after a while, people are just doing it for the story. Like, it's,
well, supposedly, it's like a delicacy. Shannon, did you find anything with the fermented shark?
Yeah, in Iceland, though. It
yeah.
Says it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
what we're talking about.
Yeah. And then, they also do it with certain birds. They do the same thing. They grease it, sew it shut, and bury it.
And can you, do you have any photos?
Yeah, they're hanging it, though. Hold on.
Yeah, give me McDonald's any day.
Or, I'm hanging it after.
That stinks.
That's nasty,
shark.
Right?
It stinks from a distance.
Yeah, and like, and you're right. You can't
click on Iceland's rotten shark meat and read it to us. Sorry, I realize you're clicking on multiple things. I'm not trying to rush.
No, it's just so slow. Okay, hákarl is Iceland's traditional. Oh, damn it. Is Iceland's traditional dish of fermented shark meat that is buried and hung to decay for months. Known for its incredibly strong ammonia-like smell and acquired taste, it's a true Icelandic delicacy.
Ugh. So that means it stinks like piss, right?
Ammonia? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Good.
It would just hit your nose immediately. But that's not, nobody's like, oh yeah, that delicacy that smells like piss. It was like, I have a refined taste. Yeah. I only eat piss.
Unless you're Jim Norton. All right, guys, that's today's show. Thank you so much to our great friend Sean Donnelly, our new friend Zach Liss. Zach, tell them where they can check you out again.
Zach Liss _ on Instagram. Just that, yeah.
Fantastic. Like that, yes. Give the boy a follow. And we'll be back on Wednesday here on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.